Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lo Nishmas Ayim Bekoshom, Le'a Basitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Chobeis. The Gemara Mudalef brings, in the end of the Amud, the story of Ador Bar Abba. We'll mention a few short he'oros on the story. The Gemara starts that Rav Dimi came to town, and Rava wanted to test him, so he sent Rav Ador Bar Abba to check if his Tamei Chochem. Rabbi Bar Abba asked him a question, wasn't very impressed with Rav Dimi. And then Rav Dimi said to him, "Are you Rava?" So Rabbi Bar Abba said, "I'm not Rava. I'm your Rebbe, and Rava is my Rebbe." And he mistreated Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi then went to Rav Yosef and complained. Rav Reuven Margolius, right away, he points out, the Beis Din Cheshbon, Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef was alive, how old was Rava? So he does a cheshbon that after Rav Yosef, Abaye became Rosh Yeshiva, and after Abaye, Rava became Rosh Yeshiva, and Rava was nifter in the age of 40. And Rava was Rosh Yeshiva for 14 years, and Abaye was Rosh Yeshiva for 13 years. So if so, Rava, when Rav Yosef was nifter, Rava was 13 years old. So in this case, Rava sent the shliach to check who? To check Rav Dimi. And the shliach, Rav Ador Bar Abba, tells Rav Dimi, you should know that Rava is my Rebbe. And Rava is less than 13 years old. Davar pele that you have such a chashivas of Rava at such a young age. The Gemara goes on to say that Rav Yosef told Rav Dimi that the one who did not withhold the oinah, the tsar of Melech Edoim, and he punished whoever did something wrong to Melech Edoim, so you also now withhold the tsar that you had. The shaila is, why are you bringing specifically an example from Melech Edoim to say that someone that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes someone for bad tzar? We have other mekoros where it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for inas dvarim. So says the Ben Yoyada in the name of Chaim Vital. The Rav Dimi min Ardo was a gilgul of Chizkiyo Melech Yisrael. Because Chizkiyo did not fill all the years of his life. And we learn in the Gemara that says that they added 15 years to Chizkiyo's life. It was still not the full years that he had. So whatever was left went to Rav Dimi. So in Insane Ken, the Rav Dimi is a Gilgul of Melech Yisrael. So that's what Yosef tells him. If Melech Edoim was a Melech of a Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so careful that he first tsar, so you, that you're a Gilgul of Melech Yisrael, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so careful with your tsar. The Gemara then says that Rav Ador Bar Abba was Nifter. And the question is, who caused Rav Ador Bar Abba to be Nifter? And many Amoraim say, I'm the one who caused it. Toys explains that why the reason they said it is because there was the misoinin. They were very sorry for it. Because it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, anybody that causes a friend to be punished. So all these Amoraim are saying, I'm the one who caused Rav Ador Bar Abba to be punished, and I have to do tshuva for that. One of the people that said that he caused Rav Ador Bar Abba to die was Abaye. Because Rav Ador Bar Abba used to say to the Talmidim, why are you going to eat bones, garmi, by Abaye? Eat a fat meat by Rava. Simple understanding, Rava says a much better shear. But the Maharsha points out that garmi is gematria ya'el kagam. What's the halachas that you pass halacha like Abaye? Ya'el kagam, the six sugyas. So he says, why are you eating bones by Abaye, which only garmi, only this is the halachas like him, ya'el kagam. Come and eat meat, though meaning go learn by someone that usually paskal halacha like him, which is Rava. But the Gemara concludes and says the one who caused Rav Ador Bar Abba to be nifter is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Who was his chavrusa? It was waiting for Rav Abba to come and learn with him to chazer the shiur he's supposed to give at shiur dekala. Rav Ador Bar Abba did not come, and that caused Rav Ador Bar Abba to be nifter. The Gemara says this is the real reason why Rav Ador Bar Abba was nifter. How do we know that's the real reason? So in the Sefer Divrei Torah Munkach, he brings two long explanations. And the second explanation, he says, that as Tosfos mentioned, it's not good to cause someone to be punished. And Tzaddikim don't do that. Tzaddikim never want someone else to be punished because of them. So what really causes people to die is not the Tzaddikim. It's the Malachim that are created from the Torah and Avodah of this Tzaddik. The Tzaddik does good things, and his Torah and Avodah brings parnasah to the Malachim. And if someone causes him tzar, and causes him that he cannot do his Torah and Avodah, the Malachim come and punish this person. So he says that all the other stories that we had with people that were suffering from Radar Ba'abo, it didn't cause them Bitul Torah, at least not in direct matter. But Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak was supposed to give a shear to the Rabbim, he caused him here a Bitul Torah de Rabbim. So you may lay, if he caused Bitul Torah de Rabbim, that caused that many Malachim had tainis against Radar Ba'abo. So that's why it makes sense. Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak is the one who caused the Misa Radar Ba'abo because of all the Nitzaitis, all the Gedusha they're supposed to spread, that were stopped because of Radar Ba'abo. So the Malachim, the benefit of Nachman Ben Yitzchak, they're the ones who punish of Radar Ba'abo. That's what the Gemara knows, that that's what caused it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.